be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of his own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It's like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. In the gospel this morning is just a synopsis, and so because I was a bit late starting, I'll give you a synopsis of the wonderful homily I had prepared for this morning. So I want to just say it's not what you've just listened to, it's not what you think it is. And have you ever wondered, the last line in the gospel is, "And Jesus explained everything to his disciples in private." Wouldn't it be lovely we could listen to Jesus teaching and explaining it to his disciples? Now, if you look at the mustard seed, the parable of the mustard seed, scriptural scholars regard it as the conspiracy of the mustard seed. And it was interesting that Jesus should use it. I think it was to get at the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And you'll see in a minute what I mean by that. The last thing a farmer would want to sow in his field would be a mustard seed, because it grows into a big bush, and birds come and dwell in the branches, and no farmer wants birds around his land, especially where crops are sown. And number two, it spreads. It's really a weed, and it spreads in the air. It's a bit like a virus or the pandemic we're going through at the moment. And it does awful damage to crops, and you've got weeds everywhere, so it becomes a right mess. So I think he was speaking there about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who are really imposing upon people all kinds of teachings and so on that really didn't fit in with the kingdom of God. And that's happening even to this very, very day. We are told a lot of lies and not the real thing. Number two in the in the gospel this morning. Go back to the only thing we can take from the mustard seed is little things. Go back to the farmer who sows seed in his field. And he goes away and he goes home, he goes to bed, he gets up day by day, and he doesn't do anything. He leaves the seed to its own business, so to speak. And we're taught it grows. I've seen that happen at home on the farm. You sow the corn, the barley, or the oats, or the wheat, and you go off, and then bit by bit by bit, the field is full of wheat. You can, you know, as Jesus was walking through a field of corn, you can take some of the seed. And he doesn't do anything. It's all the work of God. How it grows and what happens, he doesn't know. What happens, he doesn't really understand. And then we go to the last little thing in the gospel with the woman who puts in yeast to into the dough. It disappears. And yet it's so important, that little tiny bit of yeast, because of that, the bread rises. If you didn't put in the yeast, it wouldn't rise. Now, apply that to you and I. What does that mean? We all think what is big is really important. And it's not. That's not part of the kingdom of God. We admire rich people. We admire celebrities. We admire famous people. That is not what matters. It's a bit like there was a Texan. He was touring around Ireland. You know how everything is big in Texas. And he happened to be driving along a country road in Ireland, and he saw a local farmer inside the gate. And he stopped, and he said to him, is this your land? And a Kerry man never gives an answer. So he said, well, you could say that. And then he said to him, how much land do you have here? And the Irishman said, a fair bit. Not giving away any facts, just a fair bit. You know something, he said, I can get into my car 6 o'clock in the morning on my ranch, and by the end of the day, I haven't reached the end of my land. Ah, says the Irishman, sure, I know what you mean. I had an old car like that myself one time. So there's a way of bringing people down and kind of, you know, teaching them a gentle lesson in a nice way. And the woman with the yeast, that's the important bit really, that God is working in our life all the time. And he's making us into something beautiful. And you will notice when you look back on your life how God has been there all the time. And when you can see that, and you can see God working in your life, he's like the yeast. You don't always see it, but he's there. And the little things that you do, the little things that you say, are of vital importance, of vital importance. I have very often in the past, in the past 57 years, actually 57 years, Monsignor and myself will be 57 years ordained in the morning on the 14th of June. Where the time has gone, I don't know, but we have survived 57 years. And God has been working in our lives all the time. And I can see it in my life. And very often, I've come out on a Sunday and I've tried to give a homily, and I've gone away angry with myself and fed up and think, God, that was useless. And then during the week, I get a letter or an email, and somebody says to me, you'll never know how much you helped me in the homily on Sunday. You never know. And it's the little things in your life. And also, we think, we got to be perfect. No. Your little sins, your little faults are very important, because that's how God transforms them. He never lets anything go to waste. And when you reach the end of your life, you'll realize how God has been there all the time. Amen. Now we have something special to do this morning. We're going to call Cambria out to the front.
Today, we are going to bless Cambria Tortorelli, who has been our parish life director for 12 years and ministering here for 13 years. We are grateful for the extraordinary love, commitment, and creativity this wonderful woman has given to this community of faith. There are scores of accolades to share with Cambria. She has received honors from the City of South Pasadena and its City Council, including parishioners Diana Mahmood, that's me, Mayor Pro Tem Michael Cacciotti, and Councilmember Jack Donovan, from Congresswoman Judy Chu, from Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger, State Assemblymember Chris Holden, and from California State Senator Anthony J. Portantino. Finally, from this community of faith, we are giving her a John August Swanson serigraph of The Storm. This work was inspired by the words of Pope Francis speaking about our pandemic. He said, "We were caught off guard by an unexpected turbulent storm. We have realized that we are on the same boat, all of us fragile and disoriented, but at the same time, important and needed, all of us called to row together, each of us in need of comforting the other. On this boat are all of us. Just like those disciples who spoke anxiously with one voice saying, 'We are perishing,' so we too have realized that we cannot go on thinking of ourselves, but only together can we do this." As parish life director, Cambria did as Jesus suggested. She cast out a net to collect a plentiful catch. During Cambria's tenure, she has navigated the parish through many twists, turns, and storms, introduced many new ministries to our community, made major purchases, completed improvements, faced a pandemic, and she never lost her optimism to grow, to remain faithful, and move ever onward.
To extend your hands towards Cambria in blessing. Loving God, we ask you to send a special blessing on Cambria. Let her know of your love and guidance. Support her in all of her new endeavors. We are grateful for her call to us to be true disciples of Jesus Christ. We are thankful for her service, her leadership, and her compassion for this community of faith. And we now send her forth into continue growing in faith, mercy, and love. And now we're going to sing, "May the Road Rise to Meet You."
The sun shine down upon your
We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.